In our text for this, the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And we will read verses 1 through 11 in that chapter. It's Isaiah 55, 1 through 11, where we read in the name of our Lord, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, once again we thank you for this word where you tell us that we may freely come and we will freely receive. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. For Jesus' name's sake, amen. I'm going to do one of those things that dates me again. But I remember when I was a kid, you know, we'd sit and we'd watch Wagon Train and we'd watch like Bonanza and all those great old westerns and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, you know, whenever it was time to eat, the cook would come out. And they either had a dinner bell or they had like a triangle and they'd bang on the inside of the triangle and they would say, "Come and get it, come and get it." And everybody would show up, you know, and all the ranch hands and everybody would come in and everybody would have this big meal and they'd all eat. Well, welcome to Isaiah. Because that's exactly all that Isaiah says. 700 years before Jesus would walk the earth, the prophet Isaiah spoke of what God was really like. And he said very clearly, you're not going to understand it right now. He says, but the time will come when you will. And it starts out, and you got this Hebrew word, great Hebrew word. It's a very simple Hebrew word. Ho! That's all it says. Ho! And that's what it is. It's just an interjection that they use in Hebrew. Very often it's used kind of in a sad way, almost like alas. But it's a word that really just simply means to get your attention. In other words, it's, hey! That's the word. And the Wisconsin Synod did a wonderful translation of the scripture. Evangelical Heritage Version, that's exactly how they start this out. Hey! Hey! All of you who are thirsty, this hey. All of you who are thirsty, come. Come to the water. It says, even if you don't have anything, even if you don't have any money, even if you don't have anything, it says, you come. And you buy, and you eat. It says, you come, you buy wine, you buy milk, you buy it without money, and you buy it without cost, and you buy it without inflation. All those wonderful words we throw around. You just receive it. You just receive it, that's all. He says, why would you spend money on something that isn't bread? Why would you try to earn your salvation? Why would you try to do it, he says. He says, when it's just freely given to you. It's just freely given to you. He says, why do you waste your labor on something that can never satisfy you? He says, listen. He says, listen to me very carefully. He says, and you eat what is good. He says, satisfy your appetite with rich and good food. He says, turn your ear toward me. He says, and come to me. He says, and listen, so that you would continue to live. And he says, because I will make an everlasting covenant with you. He says, all of the mercies that were promised to David. He says, because I appointed him as a witness and a leader and a commander. He says, but look, he says, I'm telling you, you come to me, you come to me. I will be faithful to you forever. I will always be faithful to you. And he says, you're going to call out to a nation, in other words, a group of people that you don't know. And a nation that you don't know is going to come running to you. He says, on account of me. And he says, because of me. He says, because I have placed my glory within you. And here he's referring to Jesus. It means, I have placed my glory within you. So that people will come flocking to you. They'll come flocking to you. And he says, so seek me. He says, look for me while I may be found. He says, call on me because I'm ever near you. He says, abandon wickedness. Abandon evil thoughts. He says, turn to me. Turn to me. He says, and I will give you mercy. I'll just give you mercy. He says, turn to the Lord your God because he will abundantly pardon. He won't just a little bit pardon. He will abundantly pardon. He says, because my plans aren't yours. He says, the way I operate is not the way that you do. He says, in your ways are not mine. He says, like the heaven, the sky is what he's referring to here, are higher than the earth. He says, that's how much higher my ways are than yours. He says, and my plans are higher than your plans. And that's precisely the point. You see, today you might not think that you are worthy to receive anything from God. And that might be the way that you think. And what Isaiah says is, there's no other way to put this, you're wrong. You're wrong. He says, as a matter of fact, the Lord says, your ways aren't my ways. The way that you think is not the way I think. As a matter of fact, I think very differently from you. And I think very highly of you. He says, I think very highly of you. As a matter of fact, I think so highly of you that I am willing to offer my only begotten Son to die, suffer in your place, and to rise up from the dead in order to raise you up from the dead, in order to make you alive forever, to make a covenant with you that I will never break. That I will always, always receive you as my own. That I will always. And I'm telling you, he says, you just come to me. You just come to me. He says, you come to me. He says, and I will give it to you. I will give it to you. You don't need to think of anything else. You don't need to have another idea in your mind. All you need to do is come to me. And I will give it to you. I will give it to you. And people always say, because that's the way we human beings are, it can't be that easy. You can't tell people that sort of thing. If you tell people like that, they're going to take it for granted. Oh, please, take it for granted. That's what grace means. Grace means take it for granted. Everybody knows you're not perfect. Well, my wife, she's pretty close. We don't come because we're perfect. We come because we can't be, and we know it. But we come to a God who, by his grace, through the blood of his Son, cleanses us from all of our iniquity. We come to a God who freely receives us and who renders us holy in his sight, who makes us to be, as the scripture says, without spot nor wrinkle, who will find no imperfection in us, who sees only the righteousness of Jesus the Christ, and who freely simply summons us and says, you come, you come. And that's what God says. And we youpers, we know this one. He says, just as the rain and the snow come down from the sky, we wouldn't have to have quite as much. But just as the rain and the snow come down from the sky and do not return, he says, unless they first water the earth, make it give birth, and cause it to sprout so that it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, he says, in the same way that I do this and I water the earth in order to make it yield so that you can eat, he says, in the same way, my word that goes out from my mouth will not return to me as an empty thing. He says, rather, it will accomplish whatever I please, and it will succeed in the purpose for which I sent it. And the purpose for which he sent it is you and I. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. He sent the Word so that we would know the truth of the gospel, and that we would drop everything and we would come running. That we would come running. You're freely going to give this to me? You're honest to goodness. You just freely give this? And that's the whole point. So that we run. So that we run. We run. And we come and we receive. And today we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. And when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, that's what we need to understand. It's free. It's freely given. It's freely given. You come. You come running. You come running. Come running. Because it's freely given. It's freely given. And you are freely received. You are received as God's own child. And you are blessed and you are renewed through the power of that word. The word that became flesh, and you are empowered now to live. I don't have a dinner bell, and I don't have that angle thing, you know. I don't have anything like that. I don't have a thing like that. But I'm telling you right now, and this is all I got to say, come and get it. Come and get it. For Jesus' sake, amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and almighty God, who is like you? There is no one, no one, no one is like you. We don't even know how to think the way that you think. But by your Holy Spirit, through the finished work of your Son, and by the power of your word, you make it known that this is how you are, that you so greatly love us, that in your mercy and your grace, you simply bid us to come. And so, Father, we pray that you would give us that same unction of your Spirit to run to you this day, to receive your gift, to understand life eternal, and Father, to bask in the joy and the grace that you have so freely given through Jesus Christ our Lord. And may you receive all glory and honor for all the glorious things that you have done, for Jesus' name's sake. Amen.